The UW system put together a committee of public and private sector people to look at pay and benefits at the UW and measure those numbers against what peer institutions provide. The committee found that most UW jobs pay between roughly 8 and 25% below what the other schools pay, though the UW workers are somewhat better off in the way of health insurance and retirement benefits. UW Regent Tom Loftus is a former Speaker of the State Assembly. He says the UW now has to boil its case down for state lawmakers.
The legislature are humble human beings. This abstractness of this is going to go over their heads. And then there has to be, this is our plan, these are the numbers, and this is what we promise you we're going to do in return. And that can be graduation rates, that can be administrative efficiency, that can be a number of things.
Some of the regents are also raising questions about the peer institutions looked at for the study. Regent Danae Davis says some of the same schools were considered peers during a similar study almost 20 years ago.
I'm not against any of the institutions that are compared. I'm not particularly knowing who we should be compared, but I do know that we ought to look at it.
UW system officials acknowledge skepticism from employees that pay levels will ever catch up, but system president Kevin Riley says he'll make pay raise recommendations for the next budget by December and says he hopes pay gaps will close over the next 6 or 7 years. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.